This week's hostilities between Georgia and Russia are only the latest flare-up of violent tensions in the Caucasus region. Former British Army officer Christopher Langton led a UN observer mission in the area in the 90s, a year after Georgia's breakaway provinces declared independence. Langton's also a poet, and he's written about the volatility in the region.
I'd come across some of it in places like Northern Ireland, where there are similar sectarian and inter-ethnic tensions that bubble to the surface. But I think the degree of this mentality is very hard for people to understand and how it suddenly erupts.
And when they bubble to the surface, as you say, those ethnic tensions, those animosities, how did you see that bubbling to the surface?
Well, I can think of one classic example, which was a family that was murdered from the grandmother down to the grandson, who was 8 years old, in one night, by a family of different ethnicity that lived less than 100 yards away. These people had grown up together, been to school together, and then this happened, and then there was a revenge killing a week later. I saw displaced people moving back into an area, re-establishing a school, and the school would be burned down and the people driven out, and this happened twice, and I've written about this as well.
I think maybe just by way of illustration, if you could read a part or a whole poem that you've written for us, maybe to help to understand kind of how you reacted to things like this.
Yes, well, certainly. I mean, these poems were written in a book called Wild Blue Geraniums, which is the title poem. The poem which I think brings out most of the sense of this book, which has also been written in aid of a charity called War Child, is entitled Children of War, and it relates to the burning of the school. The school had few windows. There was a partial roof, yet the children sat in perfect quiet as the teacher read the book. These the children of the dreadful war, children whose parents long lay dead, whose homes were burned and lives destroyed, sat quiet while the patient teacher read. The shell hole in the playground, a shell hole full of putrid water, pockmarked walls now falling down, the rain crying, the children playing, unsmiling, wide-eyed children's faces, the faces of a thousand distant places where blow the awful winds of war. The pig trotted down the track, past the shell holes dark and black, with fetid oily water, reminders of the genocidic slaughter, which took away in just one day the parents of the children, now at play in the dirty, filthy water black. Parents who would not be coming back. Down the track, the aged man on the donkey cart began to chant an old Mingrelian rhyme, reminding him of a happier time, when as a child he had played in peace in the shady cool of the eucalyptus trees, now long since burned for winter heat in the broken Mingrel school. And that was entitled Children of War.
And your poem, former Colonel Christopher Langton. It's rare for a professional soldier to be a poet, and as a soldier, some of the time you have to put this natural human empathy that asserts itself into poetry to one side to carry out your duties. Did you ever find a conflict there?
No, not at all. I mean, the job is the job. You know what to do. You know you're doing the right thing, or you hope you do, but you have to somehow reconcile what you're seeing, whether it's somebody being blown up on a mine. I mean, the title poem, Wild Blue Geraniums, relates to a small boy who stepped on a mine some 200 yards in front of me and just basically disappeared. So you go back and you report that, and you're left with that sort of image, and it's useful, I think, then to put the whole thing down in the context of the place.
I'm wondering, as you read the headlines, are you concerned that the horrors of the past week could seed future problems?
I think they won't seed future problems, because the problems of today and the future are seeded already. So it's going to be a way of continuing existing historical hatreds. It's a cycle, and it's not going to go away just because of what has happened and whatever peace deal is reached.
Colonel Christopher Langton, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.